Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
I'm going to try this. S-Y-P-H-Y-L-L-I-S.
No.
Oh,
sorry.
Really?
What's
sorry. Gareth, you're up.
All right. I spelt it out while you were going. So S-Y-P-H-I-L-I-S.
Yeah.
One L. How do you know that?
S-Y-P-H-I-L-I-S is the correct spelling. Monica, zero.
I lost
Gareth,
then.
Two.
Because it's the best of three.
First, well, no, it's the first one to three.
Okay.
First one to three.
Dizzy, you were so confident. How do you know there's one L in syphilis?
I have a podcast, Lazy Ass Podcast. My co-host actually had that one time when we talked about it.
Yeah, he
had it, and he says it never goes away. I'm like, you can cure it. He goes, no, it's always like in you. And, you'll
and
always...
if it's not taken care of, you can go insane.
Hey, is that the same? Is the podcast, and I have to say their name, is that the same person that I had a sex dream about?
No, that was me.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, Monica, your next word. You ready?
Yeah.
Cancroid.
That's not a thing.
I didn't think that was a thing.
Cancroid.
Use it in a sentence, please.
Oh, my God. I think I have a cancroid. I have no idea.
Best sentence ever. No, country of origin, because that helps. Cancroid.
Latin.
No, because it's either going to be okay. I'm going to try K-A-N-C-H-R-O-I-D.
No.
It's the other way around. It's
C-H-R-O-I-D. Sorry.
It's the other way around.
What is it? What is it, Monica?
I almost said it, and I didn't.
The word is cancroid.
All right. I didn't have an H before, but I'm going to take your advice. C-H-A-N-G-K-R-O-I-D.
No.
Can I try again? Is it C-H-
Oh, he did Kang.
C-H-A-N-K-R-O-I-D?
No.
C-H-A-N-K-R-O-I-D.
And never mind.
Nope.
That's not either.
The correct spelling of cancroid, C-H-A-N-C-R-O-I-D, cancroid.
It is characterized by painful necrotizing genital ulcers.
You don't get that at the that
may be accompanied by inguinal lymphadenopathy. It's a highly contagious but curable disease. My God.
Inguinal?
Inguinal.
Inguinal.
They're making words up for this whole one.
Inguinal.
Brett and I both had inguinal hernias.
We did.
Oh.
We have meshes on our inguinal
right.
Oh. Right.
Areas. Right. All right, Monica, you ready for your next word?
Fine.
Trichomoniasis.
Oh, my gosh.
Trichomoniasis.
Easy.
Yep. T-R-I-C-H-O-M-E-N-I-A-S-I-S.
No.
I will kill you.
Sorry.
I will honestly freaking
kill
you.
Burn this place down. She's
burning it all straight down.
Trichomoniasis. For the win.
T-R-E-K-O.
No. Sorry.
How do you get gonorrhea right, but you're not even close on this one?
Trichomoniasis. T-R-I-C-H-O-M-O-N-I-A-S-I-S.
I had it all
so
right,
close,
except for
Monica.
The stupid flipping
the
E burn.
Yep. The second O.
Firebomb.
All right, you ready? Next word. Papillomavirus.
Papilloma? Hold on.
Papilloma virus.
I'm going to go. It's a fitty shot here. I'm going to do P as in Paul, A-P-A-L-O-M-A-V-I-R-U-S. It's a...
I spent my whole time at home reading books and studying.
I didn't read about the papilloma virus.
Suck at this, boy.
You suck.
So is this Gareth for the win?
Gareth for the win
and I just
for the
gave
third
it to him.
Time.
I don't feel
papilloma
confident
papilloma virus.
You said papilloma virus. So
I said papilloma virus.
Papilloma.
That's not what I said, but you go with that.
P-A-P. I-L-O, M-A, virus, V-I-S.
So close.
It's an E, isn't it?
So close. No, it was. He was right. It was P-A-P-I-L-O. L.
Oh,
Omar. I hate everything about this game.
Yeah, I spelled it with two P's and one L instead of two L's and one
P. We're running out of words
here. Okay, good. I'm done.
Running out of viruses.
I win.
Monica, you need to have a come-from-behind victory.
I'll come from behind.
Don't give up like your bills. Don't take the easy way out.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Hashtag too soon.
Yeah. Hashtag right on point. Let's go. Don't give up. Don't quit.
There's not too many left.
There's got to be a gazillion sexually transmitted diseases.
Yeah.
How hepatitis. Hepatitis.
Hep. Can we just call it hep?
Hepatitis.
Okay. I'm going to go and not overthink it. H-E-P-A-T-I-T-I-S.
Oh. There you go. Monica's got one. Gareth's got two. But I'm running out of words here.
Two things. I'm feeling like there's a little bit of a charity word. I'm not a fan of that. But two, Gareth is following me. So he's just taking my spelling and switching it up a bit and getting it right. That's how he's got two.
Mm-hmm. So he kind of like cheats off you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Complaining
like
to teacher.
He watches your putt and then he takes his putt.
If I were in school right now, my arm would be over my paper and my head would be over it too. And I'd say, teacher, he's cheating.
How about for him, epididymitis?
What?
I just saw this one. Did you see this one?
I don't have it. Go ahead.
Epididymitis. Gareth has to go first.
Oh, I have to go first?
Yeah.
Oh.
Put it in.
Epididymitus.
Wrong.
Dang. See, this is working this way because that's what I was going to guess. Now I know I have to change it. Oh, it does work.
Well, you better get it then.
Well, no, he went second. The word is yours now.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so
she's saying that's how it was working for him.
Yeah. So I'm going to try E-P-I-D-I-D-Y-M-I-T-U-S.
No, one letter off. You had it until the U.
It's
epididida. So E-P-I-D-I-D-Y-M-I-T-I-S. Not U-S. You were so close.
All right. Can we call it? Well,
inflammation of the tube at the back of the testicle.
Yeah. Gareth won. We're out of words.
Epididymitis.
Well, you know what? How about this? Gareth, spell vaginosis for the win.
Vaginosis?
Yeah.
When the nose is too close to the vag?
Vaginosis.
And it stings?
V-A-G-I-N-O-U-S-I-S?
No, Monica, for the tie. Vaginosis.
V-A-G-I-N-O-S-Y-S?
No, you guys suck. This game is over.
You don't suck. You just have it.
Stop overthinking it. Vaginosis. How do you not know that? You're a smart girl.
I'm not very smart when it comes to STDs. I'm glad.
Hope you don't grade people's spelling tests. My God.
So do I get tickets to the Stones? Or
let's get to it.
No, you don't.
Your mic's breaking up.
I mean, the next word up was scabies. I would like to think you guys can get that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
I see you, right?
Roger and JP's STD spelling bee.
Yeah, that's always fun. They're not easy.
A colossal flop.
Colossal. C-O-L. I'm just kidding. I must prove.
How do you spell colossal?
I swear I can spell. I just don't know anything about. And by the way, that's why country of origin, that's why they ask that, because that helps tremendously with knowing if there's a Y or a C-H or a K or a U.
My dear, clearly need an Indian friend.
Clearly. That feels extremely racist.
It's not.
It's complimentary.
Again, and I believe Jackhammer said something to you about the last spelling bee. Remember?
No.
You came in and you said Jack Hammond made some sort of joke about, you know, Indian kids in the spelling
bee. Oh, so good. Yeah, that wasn't.
Kids are smart.
See, I tend to forget when he says things like that.
You know what that's called?
He gets a pass.
Wrong.
You know what that's called?
Wrong.
Wrong.
For forgiveness. And you know when you forgive people?
When?
You love them.
All right. We're moving on.
Now you brought in that word.
That's not a thing.
When you love them.
Hey, you guys, the Ozark Season 4 trailer is out.
No, is it?
Uh-huh.
You so love him.
That's not a word. And that's
you love him.
L-U-V. I wish him nothing but
you
goodness.
Love him.
Lust change the love.
Love. Exciting and new.
All right. That's enough.
Hop aboard.
I'll hop aboard.
She can handle you. It's love.
Lust. What is this? Is this the love boat?
Yeah.
What did you think they were singing?
I mean, I think that that's
Monica.
What it was. I've never heard it, though.
Really? Listen.
Life's sweetest reward.
Isn't this Charo's, like, best life?
And they got the little, you know, they're either walking up and looking at you, and they put their name underneath them, or their picture's in a porthole.
The ironic part about this is we were never allowed to watch The Love Boat because there was too much sex on it. My mom,
in your house?
Yeah, my mom said we're not allowed because it's too sexy, and they talk about sex stuff and stuff too much, so we weren't allowed. Meanwhile, she's banging in the next room.
We're not in your house. This is like Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
What's she talking about? You're hearing it through the wall.
That's a little got live God. Action.
Yeah. Yeah. You had Love Boat with sound effects.
Captain Stubing.
Excuse me.
But wasn't that... That feels racist,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Charo was all over that show.
Yeah, she was a...
Frequent guest.
She didn't really talk. She just her boobs were shaking, and she just said...
She cha-cha.
Coochie-coochie.
What is that? What's she talking about? Herself?
I have no idea. Coochie-coochie.
What does that mean?
It was just a catchy little thing she did, that's all.
Is that like something in Puerto Rican? Because she's Puerto Rican, right?
I think she was like putting a beaver on the gopher.
Well, you can't. So she's just saying coochie-coochie, like, hey, everybody...
Gopher.
Nobody thought anything of it?
Oh, they thought something of it.
Okay.
She's still alive, and I saw her in something recently. Looks the same.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like plastic surgery the same?
Oh,
or?
Yeah, it definitely has helped.
Huh. Charo is not the most frequent guest on The Love Boat. You know who was? Who appeared the most times, 9 times on Love Boat?
Who?
Florence Henderson.
Never would have
guessed that. No way.
Never would have guessed that. How about that?
Was she about sex? Did she have sexual
thoughts?
Was
Florence Henderson about sex? Have you heard the stories?
No.
Her and Greg.
She was banging Greg Brady.
She was banging
her son.
Yes.
I mean, what was the real age difference, not the TV age difference?
Paging Mr. Oedipus. No. Mr. Oedipus, you have a telephone call.
That's weird.
Betty White on there 5 times. She's not necessarily number 2, though. I'm trying to find...
So it wasn't always about sex. Like, there were storylines that weren't sex.
Real. Yeah.
Okay.
It was real love and relationship things. And
I remember
married people would go on there and they'd be arguing on the way on the boat and they'd be walking arm in arm, smiling and laughing on the way off the boat.
I always remember waiting for that to get over so we could watch Fantasy Island. Now, that's what we got into. And that was always kind of scary because people got what they wanted, but then it was never right. It was always evil. Do you remember that? Mm. So they wanted to go back. Did you guys watch that? Am I the only one?
Fantasy Island, sure.
Yeah.
We watched that. And you're right. Always waiting for that one to come up. It's always good.
There's a new one of those. It's a chick host.
Hmm.
They redid it.
All right, we're Roger and JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Top 10 list coming up in about 20 minutes or so where you guys guess what's on the top 10 and try to win the bounty prize. But a lot more before that. We'll be right back.